once you start interacting, the algorithm's like, oh, she really likes this content and she's not interested in this content.
Yeah, that's why we keep sending fat asses to each other.
Yeah.
Thing going on,
yeah,
and they're busy.
You know? I hope this boy stays.
I think the regular can.
I hope he doesn't like. But he 20 years from now, he's like doing meth. You know, what I mean?
All fucked like up. Goldberg.
Yeah, just ruined.
But he can't talk. Like I said,
he's just a happy little kid.
You have to be able to like start a podcast.
Yeah.
After TikTok,
because there's like the people who get big on a meme, like a random picture.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And now they just have to live their lives where people recognize their face.
Yes.
And there is no way to capitalize on it. Yeah. Like you can't. Okay. Well, the Hawk Thua girl, she's capitalized.
She's all over the place. Well, I think they did like a Where Are They Now for memes.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of websites where, and it's kind of depressing because like
it's kind of
like the girl that's like. Like when they say we're going to Disney World, and she's like looking to the side. She's like a 40-year-old woman now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, girl I'm talking about, the little blonde girl. Oh, it's okay. That works though.
Wait, you're talking about the baby who was like excited?
Yeah, the little baby in the back. She's going to Disney World.
And
the girl's freaking out, and the little baby just like became the universal symbol of like awkward.
Yes. I like the emo.
We're recording too, right?
Oh, we're recording?
Okay, cool. Which one?
You know the emo dude. So it was an emo dude, emo black dude, and it's the show Catfish, and he's waiting to find his catfish, and he's like this. He has like the and everything's tonight will be the night that I will fall for you. Like it's just that meme over and over again.
Yeah.
They've just been putting him everywhere now.
Is it new?
It's probably a couple years old. It's from like an old episode of Catfish.
Oh yeah.
But it's like the dude is super like 2011 emo, like the lip thing here.
My
Chemical Romance jean jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But in the cold, like shivering. So they just like place him everywhere. Like the moment it's September 1st, you just see him and he's just like,
that's him.
Out.
That's him for life. Yeah. I feel like some of them are able to like be in Super Bowl commercials or some shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And like
for
make
sure,
money,
for
you know?
Sure,
yeah, I guess like how would you make money off of that?
Oh, yeah.
You could do
a podcast.
Yeah, but then people don't want to hear their opinion. I don't want to hear a meme's opinion on something. Exactly. You know?
Yeah, that's got to be pretty bad. You know?
I've literally been on TV for 15 years. I've put like 20 grand into this. I get like 1,000 views a week. Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
Just got signed to Jake Paul. And she's probably going to have like fucking, you know, LeBron is going to be her first guest.
Yeah.
Well, like people want to hear her opinion because it's going to be about a blowjob.
Yeah.
So they want to hear that in a weird way. It's so fucked up.
Well, but you know what? That's not what it's going to be. She's going to start giving political commentary.
Oh, yeah. Oh she's God. Like, it's my podcast. We're going to figure out how to live life. Figure it out with me.
Yeah.
Right? It's called like Hawk Two Eat It Up. It's like the name of the podcast.
I wonder
the name
if she has fire. Like an ex- who's like, she does not do that.
Yeah.
She
that's
sucks.
A fucking
she
lie.
She never spit on
she
it.
She never spit on it.
BJs were dry as fuck. It was called, it's called Talk To
Her. Talk To Her, yes. It's called
really?
Talk To
Her. That's a good name.
That's actually pretty good. That's really good.
Good.
I actually really respect her. That's really good.
I'm subscribing.
I've changed my mind.
That's funny.
Talk To Her is so good. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah. Yeah, she nailed it on that one.
All right, so welcome to Something Went Wrong. I'm Vinny. We're still trying to figure out what went wrong. Mike Figgs is joining me today.
What's up,
Penny? And I am a fan of this person who's on the show right now, Casey Shornima.
Yeah. Wow. Nailed it. Yeah.
Because I did the Shormina thing a couple times with the email.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah. Okay. I do. People say it in real life too.
Yeah. Like, but I'm going to call you Casey Jersey Shore Nima.
Ooh.
For this episode.
That's really good.
Blending our words.
This is like Talk To A Level.
Yeah.
Really good.
You could use that on stage if for some reason, you know. You're like, I fuck this Guido.
Jersey Shore Nima.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
When you're
like
headlining that. In Atlantic City, yes. You could use it.
But yeah, I'm actually a fan of your comedy.
Oh my God.
I started doing comedy about a year ago, so all day long on my Instagram algorithm, it's just like clips, 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 clips. And Don't like all of them. Comedy is very subjective. Mm-hmm. What if I don't like a
joke? Make the ones you hate.
All right. let's see. Hold on. Chris Rock. He's my favorite. That's why I said that. Yeah. Yeah, so it's subjective. And by the way, when I see a clip that I don't really like, I don't leave a comment saying they suck.
Yeah.
Instagram. Yeah. Sorry, I'm projecting a little bit.
Okay, let it out, Daddy. Let it out.
People love, like, you ever post on Reddit?
Post on Reddit?
Never. Yeah, you can, like, post stand-up on Reddit.
No.
And they are so mean.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of Reddit's, anonymous. Like, yeah. You can't really find their face, you know?
Well, that's what happened with Instagram. The NPCs are commenting.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I still roast the ones back that I can see what they look like.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
I go to their profile. I like find their little life. And then I'm like, I like respond and be like, you're an out of work actor, you dumbass.
Yeah. No, literally. Like this, I'm not going to say his name, but I like to like, you know, because, you know, like what's it saying? You're throwing stones from a glass house or whatever it is. But anyway, so I saw yours and like, I think just like some comics, like you just kind of relate to your sense of humor.
Oh.
And it was kind of like what we were talking about before, where I feel like some comics and are more of like a preachy, philosophical type of style. Mm-hmm. And I'm more just like kind of awkward and reserved and like look at the structure of jokes and stuff like that. Yeah. So and I said the same thing to Norman when he was here and did my pod. I'm like, you kind of like break it down to where I can see what's happening here. You know what I mean? It kind of just feels like someone's telling a joke, not telling this like exciting story. And, and that's amazing too. But I don't like see how that happens. So I like you like just your joke writing and everything else. So just giving your flowers and I hope everyone checks you out.
Thanks. Yeah. I think like obviously you always write about something that's like in your mind, but I think it's got to be a joke. You can't just go up and talk about, you know.
Some people do.
Yeah, some people do. And I mean, some people do well for themselves doing that.
Yeah. And you also don't have to be like bouncing around like crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Like you, like the stage presence is what's powerful, but you don't have, like you're not like running around the stage being super animated. Did you ever get intimidated like when you were starting because you are more reserved?
Yeah, I don't move like that at all. And the only time I've been like, oh, I gotta maybe fix this is when you're doing like, when you're opening for someone in a big theater or something, you're like, the stage is huge and should I be moving? But I'm not going to move because it's just not who I am. And like, and I think people can kind of get behind that. They can be like, well, it kind of goes with my voice. It'd be weird if I was telling those jokes and I was also running around.
Screaming.
Yeah. That'd be, I don't know.
Yeah. But Norman said the same thing. He said, like, it would be weird if, like, Stephen Wright started going up to be like, what's up?
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden! Yeah. You know? But it's amazing how, because you feel like in that moment you need to.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. You feel a little bit of pressure to be like, should I, you know?
Yeah, like, are they hearing me in, like, 47 rows back? You know?
One piece of advice I got, like, really early on in my career was, like, I would tell a joke and I would be nervous. Like I was obviously nervous. And then I would kind of laugh at the end of it because I was nervous.
Mm.
And then this like club owner, he was like, that was a really good set. Don't laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh. Just stand there. If that's what you're going to do, you just need to be like, this is a good joke and it's going to work.
Yeah.
And it changes everything.
Yeah. Really yeah. Like, oh, I know it does because I've seen that in myself, but I was asking with you because I feel like some people can make that work a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you kind of laugh and you're silly.
I mean, I laugh if I feel that it's funny and the crowd's reacting. I'll laugh at something like organically.
Yeah.
But I've seen guys laugh at their own jokes.
Yeah.
And that it's is like a no-no.
No, it's like a fine line because that nervous laughter is what people hate.
Yeah, yeah. The nervous laugh is where.
But do you know like Jeffrey Asmus?
Yes.
Yeah, he does it every time.
Yeah.
And he gives himself his own laugh track and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, but that's it's so shtick, funny. Yeah. Like you will like
he'll murder.
It's also kind
he's
of
funnier
like
than us.
Self-awareness of he is very funny. But I feel like he's laughing at like just the idea of this is so
dumb
almost. Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's organic.
And it's almost like it's a laugh of like, I don't even care if you guys are laughing. Like, I find this organically funny. But it's when you like are asking for permission.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ha, ha, ha,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what's funny? It's like with the Instagram thing again, it's like those little things are what people are paying attention to mm-hmm. when they're watching comedy, I feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the way you're standing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, are yeah. you laughing? Are you yeah. saying or whatever it is? Yeah. And then if you can tell the same exact joke. But like for example, like one of my, I've noticed I post different clips, and one time I'll post a clip and I'll smile during yeah. the punchline mm-hmm. and everyone's like, you fucking suck. You suck dick. Mm-hmm. Stick to fucking fist pumping.
Yeah. yeah.
But then if you deliver with a straight face, yeah. like just chill. Everyone's like, you're getting more comfortable up there.
Yeah.
You're really coming along.
Don't yeah. listen to any of
this. No, I know, yeah. I know. I'm just
because it's all
hate
bullshit.
Myself.
Because yeah. it could be funny each way.
Yeah. You know? Sometimes I listen to them though, and I'm like, okay, that was a good point. Like,
yeah. people would be like, you don't say that though.
No, yeah. I don't say
you
it.
You go
but
into
I'm
the
like,
comments, you say, and you say you're out of work actor.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
I did go into the comments, and I was like, you're an out of work actor, whatever. And then he responded to me, and he was like, whatever, like he responded something really vicious, and then yeah. I just blocked him. So I was like, I've done my part. I've already made you feel bad. So
right. Do you feel when people say don't go into the comments and roast and shit? I don't really like they have this perception that I'm like really upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my god, like I have this fragile ego, and I have to get you. Yeah, like yeah. it's really not like that at all. I'm kind of chilling. I know, like Joe Rogan says not to do it, but I don't do it all the time, but. I like, if someone like spits in your face and laughs at you, like I like give them a little smack.
Yeah.
You know what
also,
I mean?
Also, it's like, it's dumb, but it does drive engagement. Like it does drive engagement when someone says something really mean. Because especially because like with my comments, it will be like a lot of people being like, women suck. Like that's like just the whole sentence.
Right.
And then
they have a point.
And they have a point. And I say, I agree completely. Not me. but then like a bunch of like people will come in and be like really, you know,
defend you.
And then you're like, oh, now we just have a fight going on, and that's the best thing that can happen.
yes.
A fight is the best thing that can happen in your comments, because then
we have issues. But that's why you respond so that the other people start jumping the original one.
Yes,
like get him, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's so funny. And where are you from originally?
Nepal?
Yeah. Okay. Because you have some jokes about that, about being racially ambiguous.
Yes.
Asian, Hispanic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And when did you come here?
When I was 12.
All right.
Yeah.
And then how long have you been doing comedy?
Like 6 years.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
Six years. Great. And I mean, I was started before 6 years, but then I was just doing like open mics, and then I left the country for a year. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't doing comedy when I left. And then when I came back, I was like, I'm going to take this seriously.
I don't think I've ever met anyone from Nepal before.
Yeah.
What's some fun facts that the rest of the world would think about when
thinking. Everest, we have the tallest mountain in the world.
Nice. Well, hey, you're helping me out.
Yeah. And, that's pretty much it. No.
Some guy like follows me that like is a guide.
Oh,
that,
really?
Like takes people to the top.
Yeah.
And kinda, like
follow- a Sherpa.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I kind of like, I followed him back because like maybe one day that'll be a good asset if I want to climb Mount Everest. For I can see myself doing that one day.
For sure.
Yeah. A lot of people do it now. It's like over trafficked. It's like they sell too many passes now.
Yeah, you're like seeing everyone go up.
Like, yeah, it's like a traffic jam up
like
there.
The Holland Tunnel.
Yeah.
Is that near your crib? Is that like in your backyard?
Yeah. Yeah, it's close by. Yeah.
It's right I live at the top.
When you see Everest, take a right. Yeah. And then you'll get there.
Wi-Fi's great. Yeah. Good Wi-Fi. So.
Well, they're making TikToks up there now somehow. Yeah, you know what I mean? From Starlink or some shit.
Everything up there.
Wow.
What's the language? What's the native language?
Nepali.
Cool.
Nepali.
Yeah.
I didn't want to guess.
Mm. It would have been an easy guess though.
It was very close to what they were.
Yeah, was it like another word?
No, it's definitely. Like Dutch. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I moved here when I was 12 to Georgia.
Mm.
So
South first.
Yeah, South. Okay.
You went and right into America.
Yeah, I went into deep South. No, I was like outside Atlanta. So it wasn't that. And then I lived in Memphis, and then Nashville, and then Austin. I lived in Long Island for a year.
Okay.
Okay.
What part? Yeah. I don't know much about a lot of Italians there or
a lot of Catholics, I think.
Okay.
I was in high school. I was only there for a year, so I don't know what they
were.
You
moved around a lot.
Yeah. They were kind of waspy, I would say. So maybe Catholics, maybe just like straight up white wasp. Yeah. Yeah. But fun. And then I moved to New York 2 years ago.
And then how was the trajectory of getting into writing on SNL?
I was doing a stand-up. I was in Austin for a year. It was like before Rogan's Club opened. But I was just there because I was like, I need a new scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got JFL because they were doing auditions in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so weird because it was like they'd asked me to do Moon Tower, which is like their festival. Mm-hmm. But I missed this email completely. And then when I called them back, she was like, all the shows are booked. And
what's Moon Tower?
Moon Tower is this like big festival in Austin. It's like a comedy festival.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And she was like, the only show I have is a JFL audition. But I was like, oh, but if I do that, then I can say I did Moon Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be like on my little bio. Mm-hmm. And then I got JFL from that. So
like in Montreal?
Yeah. And then so I went to Montreal and then they asked me to submit a packet.
Oh, okay.
That's great.
For update. So I do Weekend Update.
Oh, wow. Is that a packet to be on camera? Not to be on camera, obviously. No. Just to be a writer.
Yeah, just to be a writer. And it was just a Weekend Update packet. So it was...
And you never wrote... You never like did like sketch or anything like that?
No.
Just like they hire stand-ups for the writers too?
Yeah. They hire a lot of stand-ups for like Vanessa. A lot of stand-ups. But also the other update people are not stand-ups. They were in sketch. And one of them's like... she was just... Like she was a writer from the beginning.
Yeah. I did like UCB for many years.
Oh, really?
Over here. Okay. Like I did like improv first and then started going into sketch. I kind of realized, I think, that the sketch was the more helpful one if you wanted to have a career. Mm-hmm. Unless you wanted to just walk around and do zip, zap, zop. You know? And that was really cool. And then like actually the tape thing came across. I never submitted a tape back then, ironically, when I was actually doing it.
Uh-huh.
But now like my agent got me a tape recently to be on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hell no. I mean, I wasn't ready for that. You have to be so talented and know how to like fucking do amazing impressions. Like you would be great at it, but I'm not just going to like half-ass it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I also.
But they wanted me, yeah. But like.
You got to host it. You got to host SNL.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah.
But no, I want to be that's what I want to do, Mike.
You do? You want to be one
I want to be
guys?
A real comic, you know?
You want to be on the cast of SNL?
Dude, that's like my dream job.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you could host the fucking thing.
Nah, first of all, no. People think that, but I'm D-list and that's not happening. Maybe like a walk-on sketch or something if Casey Jersey Shore Nima wrote it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
You know what I mean? But, but no, yeah, like actually on the shit. I'm a comedy nerd, you know what I mean? And I know all those like improv kids and stuff. And that was the dream. It still is.
That was like I feel like that was, if you had the comedy bug, that was your dream as a young person for sure.
Yeah.
I used to watch it on Channel E, like the reruns all day as a kid.
Yeah, wow.
I think I weirdly like I don't want to be on camera for just acting stuff. Like I just feel like that's not something I'm good at because... Yeah. I can only have this mode. This is the only mode I have.
Right. Like,
I
don't
have
but that's kind of funny, though.
You know?
Funny mode.
That's funny, like, to be other things, though, like, still in that mode. But I get what you're saying, like, in a major movie or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, SNL, it's kind of funny to be
just
awkward, like, but still playing other characters.
Yeah, this character.
That's the thing. I'm like, I could give you, like, a kind of bad impression of somebody, but, like, not like the people on TikTok that.
That do really.
And it's insane.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, they deserve it. Like, they're the talented ones that deserve to be on there.
Yeah, I don't know how people do impressions. I can't do any impressions. And anytime I try to do any accent, it's going to be an Indian accent. British accent is an Indian accent. It's insane.
Wait, so, I'm going to sound so stupid right now. So, Nepal is in Asia?
Yes, it's right next to India.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's kind of like... In between.
Yeah, in between China and India.
Okay.
Which is like why.
Am I wrong for saying mountain people?
Yes, mountain people.
Oh, I'm right. I'm right for saying. Okay. I thought you were saying yes.
Right next to Mount Everest.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Or Latin people.
He lives around the block. Yeah. So you said that's why I look like this. Like you look like the cross section of China and India.
And it's weird because in the north people look Chinese, and in the south people look Indian. And I'm from the middle part of Nepal. And it really does look like just the middle gradient. Yeah. It just gets darker and darker.
Okay. It's like those people in like Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
They just look. I'm like, are you Russian or Asian? Yes. I can't see it. You know.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Yes. But why did I just ask about the...
You were talking about SNL impressions.
Then you said you can only do an Indian accent. Yeah,
I can only do an Indian accent.
Like 7-Eleven.
Yeah. I was trying to do like a Sebastian Maniscalco, because like every time comics hang out, somehow people end up doing Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah. I would never try to do him. That's
my most viral clip is me doing Sebastian.
Yes, because Sebastian Maniscalco is like...
You gotta just talk slow.
Yeah.
What, you're from Nepal?
Yeah.
What? Like, it's so easy. Good. It's right there. He stretches out his set, a 5-minute set, he could stretch out to an hour.
Yeah.
Because it just went Chipotle.
Yeah. And then you can like...
I bet you can do it if you tried.
No, I tried because we were like, I just want to make you do it. And everyone's doing it and it's my turn. That's an Indian accent.
You're like, thank you. Come
are
again.
You embarrassed? What are you? Yeah. Why?
I am Italian. And like, no, you're not.
I don't want Chipotle.
My Sicilian father, he's always yelling at me.
That'd be so funny if you did Sebastian Maniscalco as Indian.
Dude, that's fucking hysterical.
Just do everyone as Indian.
Yeah. Everyone I do is as Indian.
Oh my God. But I was to piggyback on the SNL thing, you got guys that like Will Ferrell, who wasn't known for his impressions, but Will Ferrell was just him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
I think you're unique.
The magic sauce of just why they want you.
Chris Kattan was Mango.
Yeah, Mango.
That was the shit, dude.
Mango was the monkey boy, whatever.
Yeah.
That shit was.
Yes. Borderline creepy. Yes.
Like a monkey.
Yes.
Borderline creepy.
Yeah. Can you pull up Monkey Boy? I love that shit.
Yeah,
but
that's funny. Wow, so like, do people have like senses of humor like you in Nepal, or are you just a rarity?
You're kind of like
a little bit darker and not, you know, I don't know if I can say this, but not like woke-ish kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
I think I get to get away.
He's like a little cute girl and it's just like,
I think that's why I get to get away with saying some things that people maybe won't get away with. Because they're like, well, she's foreign and she's like a non-threatening girl.
Mm.
And so then you can just say whatever.
Right,
because,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Not Monkey Boy the novel.
Definitely not. Put Chris Kattan.
Monkey Boy SNL.
The novel.
Monkey Boy
the dark,
SNL.
Dark, serious book.
You ever see the fucking Walrus with Justin Long?
No.
Okay, we're going to get back to
that. Is that like the whale?
No, the whale is just about a fat guy.
Yeah.
The Walrus is fucked up. It's about a guy that just he lures people into his house, locks them up, and then turns them into a walrus.
What?
The surgical procedures on them.
Oh, shit.
It is the creepiest fucking thing. What? All right, we're watching Monkey Boy right now. The Walrus, dude.
Sounds wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You ever have like a weird like movie that just sits with you and you're it disturbed you?
Like, what's that movie, Human Centipede?
Oh,
Well, we're going to get to that. I was going to compare. It was kind of like Human Centipede.
Yes.
Is there a way to lower it a little bit in case we talk? Mm-hmm. Or no?
Chris Parnell, right? What, Chris Parnell?
Yeah. Was?
Bruh. Bruh. I could picture Marcelo doing that.
Yeah.
This is so silly.
Yo.
How did he discover that he could do this?
So good. From the Amazon rainforest. And is it the terrifying. The nightmare fuel. Eosimius primate. As you can see, the size of the chimpanzee. Yo. For primate this size. Now, great shape. He's got to be in good shape.
Yeah.
So much broken glass in that set.
Yeah.
He's cleaning that up.
Yo, tears that up.
Oh,
he tore that up.
That is incredible performance.
Yeah.
No, literally. How tall is he?
He should get an Oscar for this.
Yeah. He's like 3 feet tall.
That's so funny.
What is the color of a stop sign? Red.
This is the whole sketch.
Yeah. Just Will Ferrell trying to get through a scientific speech.
The chaos. It's so good. This is the heydays. Oh, I forgot the Rock.
Oh, is this the Rock?
Yeah.
Wow, the Rock with just the bull tattoo.
That's right.
Damn, the Rock's been famous for a minute.
Yeah,
this is Tooth Fairy Rock.
Tooth Fairy Rock. Oh, yeah, people don't realize that. You can shut it off.
Yeah, the Rock really has been... going on for a while.
Yeah,
wow. He was a wrestler too.
Yeah, he started as a wrestler. Yeah.
If you look up The Rock's IMDb, it just started off with like all those, like they had him in like a fucking tutu.
Yeah,
that's like the Tooth Fairy. Yeah. And then at some point he leveled up to like Fast and the Furious. Yeah.
Didn't he also have like who's that's Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Dad or whatever.
Oh, Kindergarten Cop.
Yes.
Good movie.
Yes.
Yeah, good Baby movie. Bumper.
But that wasn't like humiliating.
No.
Like the Rock's movies were like, you know, it's like you're
an idiot again.
Yeah. You're going to turn into a chihuahua.
That previous 100. So there's like 100 more credits.
Holy shit. Yep. This guy works hard.
Yeah, he's the most electrifying man in entertainment. Come on. Yeah.
He's in Fortnite?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand Fortnite.
Probably just his eyebrow. He has a character in it. That eyebrow is trademarked.
I know.
The people's just eyebrow.
One move.
Yeah, but Rock. Chris Kattan is great.
Incredible.
Young Rock. Is that a TV show?
Oh, popular, yeah. They did like a Young Sheldon. They did Young Rock.
Oh, shit. Mm. Who's this guy?
Oh, my God.
He plays.
Oh, yeah. And then The Rock is in it. Where does he have the time?
Yeah. It's crazy.
He probably wakes up at like 4. He's probably one of those 100%. You know, those influencers.
Yeah.
Well, he's like has a gym on his private jet.
Yeah.
What was it called? Sure. The Iron something? He has a name for it.
Oh, the gym?
For his jet?
Yeah.
No, the gym. Oh.
It travels with him, his gym.
I worked with him once. I did a little promo for this talk show that I had back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because everyone else, like the big celebrities, were just passing through and just like they didn't want to be there. And he like paid attention to the little shitty MTV director. And he's like, how do you picture this?
Yeah.
Like, and this is like a little promo. Yeah, he could have just walked in and out, read the thing. But he's like really a good guy in real life.
I feel like every time someone's very successful like that, they are really good at being thoughtful and like nice and attentive. And they make you feel like you're important. And now you like this guy. And then now you're just going to get more successful because, you know.
Yeah. I have more like, and you meet A-listers too on SNL, but I have more good stories with like super A-listers than like B, C-listers and
totally.
Stuff. They're trying to like prove something. You know what I mean?
Because they don't have that insecurity usually like of being like,
they've made it already.
Like they don't have that. So then they're just like chill.
And when you're as famous as like Lil Wayne, who got slighted for the Super Bowl, we'll talk about that. But when you're as famous as him, it's like, you know, he just wants to do shit that he wants to do.
Yeah.
He's done everything.
Yeah.
So he did my TV show. He came to my house in Staten Island.
Oh.
In my living room.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wheezy F baby.
Wheezy flew on a private jet, landed, came to my living room, and we went skateboarding together on this show I had called The Show with Vinny. And there it is. And please. No. Fast forward.
Hey guys, me Vinny. This is my mommy. Mom made lasagna.
No, just fast forward.
With him, baby. Yeah. Really.
My mom is giving Lil Wayne broccoli rod right now.
Yeah.
Broccoli rod.
Bro, that was the house I grew up in.
Aww.
Wait, are these actors or your family?
No, that's my uncle.
This is incredible.
My two sisters.
Your uncle made Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah. No, we talked about it. Can you shut this?
Okay.
Sorry. Please shut this
amazing,
fucking
amazing, dude. This is
look at the way it's frozen.
The orf. Derf. This is incredible,
I hate
Vin.
I hate you for that.
Vinny.
No.
You're so cool now.
No, this is.
That's
now.
That
was fucking 30 years ago.
That's like, boom. Like, you're right in that world.
Please take it off that. Take it off of that.
You're the man, dude.
Okay. Oh, wow. My God. No, so I talked about it on this podcast, but my uncle told him a joke, and then Lil Wayne put it in his rap song like 2 weeks later.
That's awesome.
Uncle Nino, he's like, I had a heart attack. I lost the whole left side of my body. Now I'm all right. And then Lil Wayne had a bar in his song. Sick. He was like, ba ba ba, now I'm all right.
You know,
yeah. That's crazy.
That's so cool.
Any thoughts about him not being in the Super Bowl?
Wait, was he supposed to?
He's from New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the GOATs.
Okay, yes.
And it's in New Orleans. Yeah. Everyone was putting the pieces together, and now it's going to be Kendrick.
Yeah. But, you know, Kendrick had a year.
A year.
Of course.
Yeah. He had a moment.
Year. Yeah.
He had a year. I just don't think he just, like, crosses over into every single world enough for the Super Bowl.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's he's a Pulitzer Prize winning poet and all that shit. But the Super Bowl is like everyone's watching it. You know what I mean? Sure. You got to have like the top, the mainstream, the pop shit. You know, I know the.
He's got like five, not even Lil four Wayne songs that we could think of. Meanwhile, Lil Wayne
has the category.
Yeah,
bro.
Of Lil course.
Wayne has the everything.
And then
he came to my house.
My top five artist.
Yeah.
All right, every year.
Oh, sorry.
So I guess.
Sorry about that.
So I'm not in the. Let's have a debate.
Lil Wayne went to his house, okay?
Yeah.
Kendrick wasn't at his fucking house.
But maybe he will
okay,
be.
Okay, nerd.
I'm top just listening five. To poetry.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, those are okay. These are Kendrick's top songs. Okay, yeah.
Humble.
Stay humble, yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge song.
That's a bop.
All the Stars is great. That's the Black Panther song. Money Trees.
Dude, the Super Bowl. Come on.
I got
you need you're following Usher. Ooh, speaking of Usher. Can you go to that thing I sent you of Tyla trying to back it up?
Onto Usher?
Yeah.
What?
Tyla
What?
Can you find it? Oh wait, that's
No. Well, boy.
This is our collection on Instagram.
Sorry. I love seeing people's algorithms, like what
gets shown
to you. Because mine's all dogs.
Oh, okay.
Mine's 100% just dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple dogs.
Mine is
a couple. But a lot of ass.
A lot of ass. Yeah.
Mine look like a couple dogs. Okay.
Song of the year.
So she's kind of like, why is this, this is so loud?
She is so hot.
She is. It's see. Oh, you see the little.
Whoa.
Hey, but look at Usher. That's how you dance. Just smooth and collective.
Oh,
nothing crazy.
God.
No, but she's running away.
No, he pointed. He pointed to her. He was like, "Go over there."
No.
Yeah, look at his hands. No.
No.
All right.
Can you blow my mind?
All right. Sorry.
Okay.
You can shut it. Okay, guys. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important, all right? So it's totally flexible like that, and it's online, and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids, or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp, you know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit BetterHelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
Okay, someone did say that, someone in the comments said he pointed.
Yeah, he points. He's trying to like say, hey, like oh, yeah, that was like his move. He was like, go to the side, girl.
Wait, let me see that again.
Look at her.
I don't think so.
He's moving like an uncle.
No, because look at her face.
Watch.
It's giving a little spook.
Yeah, she's like backing over.
I'm looking at his fingers now.
Oh, she did say, hey.
Yeah. She said, watch out, old man.
And then he goes, go, I'm baby girl. Hold on. Watch, he's going to go move over there. He's going to tell her right now. Watch. Look at his hand. He goes, right there. Bang. There you go.
Oh, okay.
He's like, yeah. I'm just trying to make this a rhythm.
Yeah.
I feel you. I feel you.
Listen,
fine.
I know he's got herpes.
A mixture of both.
Yeah, it was
this
a little bit of
both. This could just be a move.
Yeah, what is he? Nifty.
That's
50s,
a good move.
The Fonz.
You point before she runs away.
That's smart.
Yeah,
that's
very
smart.
Yeah.
You don't reject me. I reject you.
She's so hot. Like, Vinny, that's her just like casual hanging out. And imagine like just being that famous with now the whole stadium is singing your song, but you're it's at an Usher concert.
That's what I was going to say. Is this his residency in Vegas?
No, this is his. He's on tour right now.
Oh.
And
then he just played her song?
How old is Usher? Because she's like 21, right?
Oh, is she like 21?
She's young.
Oh my God.
She's young.
Usher.
Usher's like
50. But he looks great. Look at him with the red
45.
Oh, shit. Well, he's been famous for a really long time.
And she's 22.
We'll Usher already sounds like an STD. I have Usher.
Very sorry, but Casey, you have
got Usher.
You got Usher. All right.
Can I take a pill? Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm bombing.
No.
Oh, this is so funny.
He's the man. That was crazy.
Yeah, wow, 45. I wouldn't have thought that.
Do you want to play your guy?
Oh, go ahead, play him. I'm obsessed with this guy. Yeah, tell me what you think.
This guy's awesome. He's like he's a performer. He does all the hits, and he goes viral.
What's his name? Raul?
Yeah, Raul.
Oh, he's Indian.
Is he?
He's from Nepal.
Oh, okay. From Nepal. What is this?
Oh no.
Oh, wrong one.
Go to his page where he's singing because he's just
so he likes to try on clothes.
Is there a way to lower it or no? Oh, because the Instagram is like one volume.
Oh, yeah, well, it's just one.
Yeah, you did it before.
Maybe it wasn't Instagram.
Yeah, on YouTube it has its own. Sound.
Okay, just go to that. Go to the one where he's like
the one. That, do you guys
go
have
to Reels?
You have it in your.
Is it in the thing?
In the thing.
Yeah.
He likes to sing and he likes to dance.
Why are his shoulders?
There's a lot of questions. Yeah. There's a lot of questions.
Bless you.
Thank you.
There's a lot.
Oh, that, the top one.
Go to that one. The top. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm the one that introduced you to me right now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That you think. Oh,
This is Fiend by Travis.
Oh yeah. He's on beat. Perfectly on beat.
Singing cover. Someone said the mosquito by my ear.
Wait, like, can we read the comp? You shut him off. Shut him off.
It's so bad.
Shut his volume off.
Shut his volume off.
The little speaker. Hit the little speaker. Thank you. Oh my God. Well, I'm breathing.
I mean,
my quality doing him dirty.
That's not what's doing him dirty. That's crazy.
The mosquito.
Comments. Oh, the best. Yeah.
That's Travis when that's after Astroworld when the kids got stomped. That's what that means.
Why does Papa John's follow him? Yeah, he's fucking awesome. But yeah, what's this guy gonna do now? Is he having a podcast or
I think he's probably just gonna make a lot of money off of this.
The man, this dude.
Did you see that Nick Avocado guy?
No.
Nick Avocado is like a guy that does the mukbangs, and he's he like just looked like he was gonna die. Because and like him and his girlfriend gained like
yes I know
400 pounds.
Oh yes, I've heard of this.
And then he just came out that it was all an act, and like,
well, was those, it a fat suit?
No. He was fat, and it was although they were all previously recorded, and then he was secretly losing like 300 pounds the whole time, and he just came out as like a skinny guy in one video.
What?
Wow.
Can you look up Nick Avocado? Like before and after
that's,
or something?
That's fascinating.
No, he was like smart. A crazy like social experiment. Where he was
that's like, you know, in It's Always Sunny, in that one season where Rob McElhenney just loses it.
So yeah, he was like doing these things where,
so see, it's not that hard to lose weight. No,
yeah, no, I gotta do it.
No, this is insane. No, by the way, that
I'm in a fat suit right now. This is all
what
an experiment.
The hell?
No, the one on the left, that's when he lost weight. He there are some where, like, if you just pull up like on YouTube Nick Avocado eating,
oh,
like
that him.
See with all the food?
Oh,
he like pours it on his face. Ugh. Like it's this crazy, disgusting. Okay. He's like the most popular mukbanger.
I can't believe that's a whole genre.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking sick.
A mukbanger.
Maybe he did Ozempic. I don't know. Because he got mad skinny.
Like,
can you go to the...
There.
Like one of the videos,
right?
Yeah.
Him with the...
Why is he falling on the burger?
You have YouTube pulled up if you want.
So does he like... Is he the one who cries when he's eating? And
I think so.
Yeah.
Anymore?
So does Mike.
Yeah, I lost 3 pounds. I'm down.
Nice.
Ooh, you're not that big.
Thank you so much.
You gained it last night when you were at the
It would have been funny if the chair broke right when you said that. You're not that big.
Just like Lev is trying to lose weight.
I know.
Bit.
For $7,500 bucks.
I'm like, if you don't lose for this, you're going to.
It's hard. I mean, 300 pounds is insane.
330.
Cheesecake Factory. Bro. Now we're talking.
You could fast forward to when he's just in
it. Is his girlfriend also losing weight?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they started off, they were both skinny together.
What the hell?
All right, this one isn't even that bad.
This makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
So
there's one he does with like an oxygen mask on. Like, but he was playing everybody. Like he knew what he was doing apparently.
So he recorded all these while he was fat.
And made him get progressively worse and worse and acting like he was like, depressed and gonna like kill himself.
Yeah.
And then like just came out. He was like, I'm skinny.
Wow.
Wait,
wow, smart
how many
move.
Views does this have?
This probably isn't his page.
Probably millions.
But that,
oh my God. I don't like the noises they're making.
This repost more Nicholas has a 1 million, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Oh my God.
Oh, let's not watch another one.
Who watches it? You think kids watch it?
Ugh, I don't know.
I don't like
right?
that.
I don't know. I'm not into the mukbang.
No.
Wow, he's super.
That's him now. That's not skinny. That's like, you would never even know he was fat.
Not even, yeah.
He is like psychotic.
Yeah.
Look at his eyes.
He's got no soul. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I always think about that. Like these crazy people on TikTok, like they go to Target.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like this guy just,
know that he's insane.
He still has to have a regular life.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's making like the kind of eye contact that just creeps you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice parrot.
Beautiful
His
bird.
Parrot is creeped out by him.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
like Tyler in that video.
Brock, help me, Brock.
Tyler.
Please
yeah.
save me. I don't want herpes, Brock.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Wow. He actually has the same eyes as his parrot.
Mm.
Like they're dead. You know? Yeah. They're kind of like 2D.
Yeah, he looks like a NPC, like a fake person.
Yeah.
Like AI type shit.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that he's talking to that parrot.
All right. We can shut him off.
Get him on the show. Get him on the show next week.
All right. So we got to talk about it while we're still here. Did you guys watch the debate?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I watched the debate last night at the Cellar, but we were watching on a phone.
Okay.
Between sets. And I thought it was, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just.
A little boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of boring. It was kind of boring in the way that you're like.
Well, asking me to like vote for a president for a debate, like by a debate is like asking like what surgeon I want and then like saying who can juggle better.
Yeah.
It's like if the surgeon could juggle, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like that might come in handy at some point, but it's not going to tell me his medical background and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
It's also, they were both just like talking to their people. Yeah. Like no one's talking to other people. They're both just basically signaling to their people.
Right. And yeah.
You know, that's right.
The sound bite to each person. Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not like talking to each other debunking what each other's saying.
Yeah. That's why it's like weird when people are like, well, how does he just lie? And it's like, because it doesn't matter, because that's the information his people want to hear.
Right. And she's giving
she's giving the information her people want to hear. Yeah. And that's like all it is.
So
some good lines from it.
Yeah, we have some good lines. I had I have some professional comics here, so I wrote a couple jokes. So I'm just gonna try them on you guys. I was gonna do it at the top as like my intro, like Jay Leno monologue. All right, let's see what we have here. Well, I'll start off with a banger. So Trump said illegal immigrants are eating people's pets. Well, call me Haitian because I got that dog in me.
That's right. Good. Okay. What about like call me Haitian because something about I eat pussy? Like
I saw someone write that, so I'm not a plagiarizer. It was like call me Haitian.
Someone's already written it.
Yeah.
The internet is undefeated.
Call me Haitian because I eat the cat. The way I eat her cat. Yeah, that was fire. I don't know if this is not really a joke, but I think it was a missed opportunity. When she first walked out and she gave him the handshake, she could have said, hi, I'm Kamala Harris. Psych.
That'd be good.
I think that would have been fire. She would have won.
Yeah.
You don't have he would have got pissed.
It's also such a passive aggressive move to introduce yourself to him.
Yeah. She big dicked him.
Yeah. Because he keeps fucking up her name.
Right.
So she's essentially Kamala Harris. How you fucking say my name.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that's
Kamala.
Okay. Let's try another one. Last night, Trump brought up illegal transgender aliens. I said, oh, they found my porn history.
That's
I like
good.
That. Okay. I like that.
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's see. Let's try one more. This one's not good. But when Trump asked about healthcare, he said he had concepts of a plan. And that's what I say to my girlfriend when she asks about our future.
That's good.
All right.
That's good. That's good.
Of a plan B.
Those are good.
I feel like plan B. I don't know.
I was thinking maybe plan like concept of a plan is like the first two before plan B. Like you plan concept, plan A, plan B. But... if you want to take any of these for a weekend update.
I'm so glad we're not like on air right now. We have to write about the debate.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that's true.
We only have like, I think, a month of shows before the election. So it shouldn't be that bad.
But this shit literally looks like an SNL sketch.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's insane. You couldn't act out a more comedic one.
No.
Who's going to be better Trump than Trump?
No. Yeah.
Usually it's like just like some white guy, like a... I don't know.
Like Dick Cheney. Boring, yeah.
Yeah. And then like someone heightens it and makes it funny.
Yeah.
You can't heighten Trump. It's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole highlight is the eating pets thing. Like that was obviously the big one.
Why did he think that was a good thing to bring up right now?
Because there's a video of like a homeless guy in New York with the cat. So there's a video,
that is a real video.
It's a real video.
In like some deep parts of like Queens or something.
We don't know where.
Frying up like pigeons.
They're making cats. But
pigeons allowed.
Is it allowed?
You're allowed to eat a
pigeon. Yeah, pigeon. Yeah, I know a couple Puerto Ricans that eat pigeons.
Really?
Yeah, I'm half Puerto Rican. Yeah, I know.
Okay, but you're not supposed to barbecue it on the side of the road.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But that's what I'm saying. This guy might have been a homeless dude. Like, who knows what he is?
Right.
But, you know, media, they were like, these are the Venezuelans. They're cooking cats. Yeah. So he saw that and he was like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, he just started going in on it.
He thought he ate.
Yeah.
He's kind of cute in that way where he'll see something and he'll just be like, things are going to hell. It's like
he's
kind
a grandpa.
Of cute.
He's
where
a grandpa.
Like, you don't know how the world works.
He's like a grandpa, you know?
He's like taking like a sound bite that's like capturing Twitter.
And being
like, I'm going to bring this up because it's like the cool thing to talk about. But that one wasn't it.
No.
You know
also,
what I mean?
It's like watching like that muckbreaker or whatever muckbanger video and being like, everyone is eating at that capacity. Like that's not the norm. Yeah. This is a video because it's abnormal, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because he's always like fake news.
Yeah,
meanwhile, he's believing this shit.
Yeah.
I want it to be entertaining.
Yeah, but somebody is eating cats.
Somebody is. Yeah. He's true. Yeah. It is true. But he was like all the migrants.
You had a pigeon?
I've had a pigeon before.
Really?
Yeah, at a restaurant.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, at a restaurant.
I've eaten some weird shit. I've never seen a pigeon.
Yeah, you can't like do the street pigeons, I think, because they have Usher.
Throwback.
But you can do like a, I think a pigeon that they raised somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, wow. People like catch them. Raising like farm free range pigeons and
it's very inefficient though. There's not a lot of meat. Yeah. So then it's like, why am I making a, I think that's why we don't eat pigeons.
It's hard to get
enough meat.
My neighbors back in the day would catch them, get them fat and cook them.
Ooh.
Really? They were like, yeah, they were.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're weird about certain animals, but people eat like Cornish hens and shit. Those are like small little chickens are gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone eats fucking
turkey.
Chicken.
We eat turkeys. Turkey. And turkey's like a dinosaur bird. It's weird.
It has like a weird neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you ever ate? Pigeon?
Pigeon. I've had like a scorpion.
Mm.
What is that like?
It's just kind of like, it was like too spicy to really taste anything.
They covered it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of like just a little bit of leftover poison was in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why people do that. They're like, oh, this is, I'm going to eat blowfish.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Also, it's not enough meat. Like scorpion, same thing. I'm like, why are we going through the effort of making this?
Yeah.
Because it's not.
But there is something cool about just like trying to find whatever it is on the bone. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, just like kind of like a, not an oyster. What's another one? Oh, like crawfish.
Right, right. Yeah.
Crawfish is no meat, but I fucking love it. Yeah. I love like finally, like what that tongue do, daddy. You know what I mean?
I also like an oyster, which is like.
But that's meat.
Yes, but it's also gross when you think about
disgusting.
It. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And they're like alive when they open them. I didn't know that. Yeah. You might be able to look that up. There's like like opening oyster alive. Like they move a little bit. They have like feelings and shit.
No.
They don't have feelings.
I mean. They might.
He's like, fuck the oysters.
They might.
Yeah. My sister always says like eating oysters like straight up just like eating snot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does have a snot quality.
100%. Like a loogie. Yeah. Like spit. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
I don't get it in the restaurant though because that's just them trying to fuck you. Like I'll get like oyster at like some New England hole in the wall shit where you're getting like 48 of them for $40. But if you go to like a restaurant, it's gonna be like $100 for like six.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, let's get them. I'm like, no. Like,
they're supposed to make you horny.
Calm down, girl. I just met you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I stepped on you.
Are they supposed to make you horny?
The aphrodisia.
Yeah.
It's just the cost. It's the cost. It's an aphrodisia.
Yeah.
Right, the aphrodisiac is that he can pay for this.
Let's see. Is it a move?
Oh.
Oh, no. It's not moving. This one's nice and tight. It's not
opening.
Oh,
oh, so it's dead, so you don't eat it.
Oh. I don't know. Do you believe in mermaids?
No, but I went to, I was in Wilmington this summer for like a show, and they have this museum called like the Museum of the Weird or whatever.
Mm, like a Black Mirror museum.
Yeah, it's like one of those just oddities. And I went there, and there's a body of a mermaid.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy had preserved this body in his backyard, and when he died, his son donated it to the museum. But I was like, I think it's just a girl he killed. Like, that's not a mermaid. Yeah. That's just a girl's body.
Yeah, he threw in a pool. And now she's smelly.
They're like, the tail's missing. It's like, no, it's just half a body.
Yeah.
So I think I just saw a dead body.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I want to believe in them so bad. I want to believe in them. Can you, on YouTube, can you look up mermaid? Because there was one that like was an actual fish. That like had a face and it kind of freaked me out.
Ooh.
Like mermaid swimming, not the little
mermaid. Mermaid real?
Yeah, swimming real. It's, oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Relaxing.
Come on,
mermaid.
Disney.
How to swim like a mermaid. You know, they have restaurants where like girls get in.
Uh-huh.
And then they
I
like,
saw one
swim
almost
around.
Drowned.
Yes, yeah. I saw that video. Yeah.
You saw that video? Yeah. And then I saw one fart too.
Whoa.
Fart?
Like you saw the bubbles come up.
You pay extra for the fart.
Yeah.
Send me that out.
Oh, is that it?
No, it was like.
I like Cardi B.
I feel like mermaids. A mermaid.
Well, they had that video.
Could be just like a fucked up looking fish.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, like they probably saw a bunch of like long fishes that looked like they had a face.
Mm.
They're like, that's a mermaid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, creepy. Some of them have like real teeth, like full teeth, like human teeth and shit.
Like, what's like the. What's
no, like there's, I saw it on E-Bomb's World.
I saw it on Ripley's Believe It or Not.
No, there's teeth that, like, there's fish that have like full teeth.
Oh, fish. I mean, some mermaids.
Oh, yeah. No. That's a. Yeah. Fuck, where is it? I don't know. It looked like, I gotta find it. It looked like just a.
I think a mermaid could be real.
Yeah. Well, you ever see the ones with the guys in the middle of the ocean and like they hear the sirens?
The sirens. Whoa. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
They're like, come to me, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
That's The old idea is that they were just so horny, they thought a manatee was hot. Like that, they think a mermaid is just people looking at a manatee and being like,
I would fuck this manatee.
Because water dog.
Just been in the water for so long.
Aren't they like cute little water dogs? That's hilarious.
No, that's a seal.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I get confused.
A manatee.
Manatee's like those big.
Orf. Which one are those?
They're in like Florida.
Sea otter, maybe?
Oh, sea otters are cute. Yeah, I'd fuck a sea otter for sure. No.
For sure. It's got a wagon on it.
Oh, man. All right.
I thought they were all the same.
Oh. I mean, what is she doing? Dragging it out?
I don't like how YouTube is doing this thing now where, like, it used to be the fucked up shit popped up first. Now it's just like mainstream shit is coming up first. I don't know. I've been seeing that a bit. I've been obsessed with giants. There's like on TikTok, there's like giants that are like climbing on mountains and shit. They're like 9 feet tall.
It's always like AI stuff?
No, it's like a real, like they believe in rock people and shit.
Vinny, we got to get you off
TikTok. Like a Yeti?
Not a Yeti, like an actual, like they're made of rock, I think.
What?
Vinny.
No.
Yeti's cold,
Vinny,
right?
Yeti's cold. You're watching a clip from Elden Ring. It's a video game.
Who's Elden Ring?
It's Vinny.
No, I'm gonna. Okay, look. Giant strange creatures in Hawaii. Let's watch that one.
No.
Telling you. Okay, come on, guys. Come through for me. I'm bombing here.
You're turning into one of your uncles, Vinny.
Ooh, what is that? There's nothing there.
That's just the elephant graveyard.
Ooh. But they don't have elephants in Hawaii.
Oh. Mm.
Oprah brought them there. Oprah be fucking around.
Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know.
Like those? Like rock creatures? Real?
No.
You were watching a cartoon, Vinny.
If you scroll up.
Whoa, see the hand?
No, keep going to the shorts.
Oh, okay.
That's giant walking up mountain. That one, yeah.
No way.
Whoa, check this out, everybody. Okay. That's a giant. Breezy, we're watching. You see a giant.
It's kind of look like tits.
That's not Mount Everest. That's part of the mountain.
No, but it's like moving.
That's so crazy.
It's wild.
Never mind. This guy just fucking ruined it. That guy just
did you see
it.
That? Like and subscribe, kids. Vinny's like, yeah, this is the shit.
All right, let's just. So we were talking about the walrus before, and I wanted you to say then we started. Then we brought up human centipede.
Oh my god!
And I always wanted that to come up on this podcast.
Oh, have you seen the human centipede? Have you seen human centipede one and two? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really watch two.
Two before I saw one.
Yeah, you can't remake greatness. Oh right, because no context.
Well, it's also just it is way grosser.
Yeah,
one is only three people, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Two is like 13 or something.
One was more about the idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And two is the visual.
Really just going in.
Yeah, yeah. You ever see Human Centipede?
I saw one of them. I can't remember which one. I think I just saw number one.
Yeah.
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 I'm pretty sure I saw it, but oh, man.
I watched it because I'd moved to a new high school and like I was trying to make friends.
I feel like everything you say is one of your bits. It's so funny.
I was trying to make friends and they were like, oh, we're watching a movie. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll come. And then we're just in this basement watching Human Centipede 2. Yeah, and I was like, well, I can't leave. I'm going to look lame.
Did you lean in?
I just watched the whole thing. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't sleep for like weeks.
Yeah.
Was this Alabama?
I didn't sleep
either. Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, it was gross. It's a gross movie.
I didn't sleep either. I was too busy jerking off.
Yeah. Yeah.
For 2 weeks, you're just...
You get off
the Usher fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You haven't met me.
Oh, boy.
KC, Jersey Shore. You know what I like about KC also is... I don't know if you're going to remember this, but... Mm. Well, we met outside the barbershop. Shout out to Ronnie from the barbershop. Okay, we're watching. Oh, you can pause it. It was about to be heartfelt. There was like, I think like a crazy guy or something with his dog or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah. I remember that.
There was something going on outside, like in
the
street.
He was like on the phone and his dog was like this pit bull kind of thing that was like without a leash.
And like growling at people.
Yeah. And growling at people.
And the guy was like blaming the people.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it was crazy. And then I didn't know Casey. I just met her there. I was like, oh yeah, how you doing? I watched your clip. I think you're funny. And then you were like, why don't you walk on the other side of the street? She like looked out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was like, don't go there.
Like, yeah, that was such like a nurturing, like natural, nice thing, you know? Not like that these whores do in New York, you know what I mean? That's,
touch the dog,
not
Vinny.
Like these other whores.
Touch the dog. Yeah.
I bet you could fight the dog.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't even notice that. They would be just vaping and fucking shit like that.
And watching giants on mountains.
Yeah. I wish.
That girl at the end really ruined that video.
Oh my God.
It was really not a good video.
What do we got here? We got a human centipede?
No.
Yeah,
it's just human centipede, but I was trying to play the poop scene, but I don't know.
Oh, that's probably not going to be on YouTube.
No.
Yeah. Don't do that. I'll start getting hard.
Getting to know you more and more each day.
There's a scene. There's a
you
scene.
Know when you leave fake speechless, like, you're doing something wrong, bro. Oh, shit.
That video.
I'm kidding. Oh, this video is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Craziest Tinder story?
Yeah. This guy should get a podcast.
This guy.
Not Hot Tour. Listen to this shit.
It was 2 days after Thanksgiving, and this girl from Tinder hit me up, and she's like, come over. And of course I did. So I'm sitting there. She invites me over. She sits me down on this oversized beanbag that she had first read. Then she was like, hey, what's up? Okay, so mind you, dude, like I said, it was like a day or two after Thanksgiving. So I'm eating Thanksgiving leftovers, and I'm having Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm in this bag. So I get to her house. I'm laying on the beanbag. She starts topping me up. And then I'm like, okay, this is normal. This is cool. And I start pushing on her head. Come on, baby. Let's go deeper. And she goes like this. Takes my hands. Bah, bah. And she goes, that's the funny thing about guys. Grabs my legs. They always think they're in control. And f***ing throws my legs. I mean, I'm telling you like this. She was like, I was like, man, what are we doing? And she just started eating my f***ing ass, bro. Just going to town on that shit. And I didn't shower.
Bro. It's so...
Hold on, hold on.
Anyways, dog, I got
best part right here. My boy's got wheelies.
There's this so guy, much going on here. The hair,
the earrings,
the wheelies.
He is a unicorn. I hated him at first.
Yeah.
Slowly I was like, this guy's might be the goat.
Yeah. Do you think he had that like locked and loaded for a street interviewer?
I mean, I bet you are always trying to tell that story.
I bet you're trying
to bring it up at dinner all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
See, I couldn't do that on stage.
No,
you know what I mean?
You can't do the heelys on stage. That's the best part.
Exactly.
That's your closer. You wheelie off the stage, and I got to go back and be like, we're dropping checks, everybody. Have a great night. You're fucking wheeling. Dude. Oh, my God.
That's great.
Also, this guy can just get head.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
I wouldn't think he would want it.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like the type to be
not at all.
Yeah.
But that's why I think men online who are like, women won't sleep with me, I'm like, yeah, they will.
You just
have to find the right woman. Just,
I don't know. Because I've said it too. It's even hard for me.
But that's because you're doing, this is what guys do. They want to punch in like eights or nines.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You can always get laid with a five.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. I guess I haven't even like really looked at the fives anymore. They don't even exist to me.
See?
Yeah, Tyler is not fucking me. Yeah. And that's all that matters. You know what I mean?
You're like, there's only like about 20 women in New York. That's like how you see.
Yeah. Oh, man.
A mullet, feather earrings.
I know.
Like,
this guy's
wild.
Great. But yeah, he should get the Hawk Tua shit.
And like crazy eyebrows.
That would be cool. Maybe she could like interview these people that kind of got famous like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want
like
her to sit down with fucking Andrew Schultz.
Yeah.
I mean? It's like the same people doing podcasts and shit.
Yeah.
It's insane how big she got.
Yeah.
So she got, you think, well, obviously, I don't know how it works, but how would she get money from that clip?
She's not going to get it from the clip.
From the clip, but she's going to get it from everything else.
Personal appearances. Gotcha. She did a couple of those that probably equaled to like 100K.
Yeah.
If she did it like 20K, 20K, 20K. Those are going to die out. Trust me. Yeah. I know. And then it's like weird. Like people online now, like you'll get like licensed by like Madison Square Garden to play the fucking audio at a game and shit. People make hundreds of thousands of dollars going viral because so many people use their shit in mainstream things. So there could be something like that.
Yeah. That's why there's like the on Instagram, it'll be like audio by. And then you can, you know how they do those memes where it's
the copyright.
Like, a guy does two voices and then they'll put a dog. My algorithm's all dogs. So it'll be like the dogs pretend like they're talking, but they're using the audio from this other guy.
And they're going to pay
that guy for that audio.
Why
is your audio, why is your Instagram all dogs? Just like dogs.
Because I love dogs. Yeah, I have a dog. I love dogs. But also, I hate...
So do the Haitians. Okay, just kidding.
So do the Asians.
Is that they're eating dogs.
No, because the Haitian thing was the specific group in Ohio. Okay.
Yeah, they did that.
Crazy that he brought up Haitians in Ohio. I doubt there are that many Haitians in Ohio.
There was one guy that might have, you know, was hungry one day. So I'm sorry. So you have a dog. You like the dogs.
I like dogs and I don't want to watch clips of comedy on my Instagram.
I hate it.
Sick of it.
I hate it.
So I always go to the three... And you know, you should watch it.
Can you change it?
Yeah, what I do is
watch mine.
Yeah, watch mine. But everyone else, you can go to the three dots in the corner and say not interested.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And then for the dog stuff, I always send it to someone because once you start interacting, the algorithm's like, oh, she really likes this content and she's not interested in this content.
Yeah, that's why we keep sending fat asses to each other.
Yes.
But
an occasional sandwich.
I lost Ben's my whole
explore page.
Oh, it's horrible. But now I lost my whole fucking excuse because like I have all these whores on my page, I'm just like, sorry, baby, it's the algorithm. I didn't know she could be like
not interested.
You just ruined it for me, Casey.
We're clipping that out.
I love seeing a guy's explore page and it'll be like, because they don't want to be like, I'm straight up looking at asses.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of girls doing yoga. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, why is this full of yoga? And they're like, I'm really interested in fitness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just like her ass.
I'm interested in squatting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do that. But like, those girls are like...
They're putting it on knowing that's what...
Every single fucking... real, the cover is her ass.
Even
though it's in a different set and setting of her squatting, it's like still the those like Lululemon shorts that like hold it up and shit that. So
it's really hard because it's so easy to capitalize off of
your ass.
Your ass? Body. Yeah. You know? And it's really hard because you're like, well, I can't do that because people won't take me seriously if I do that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're like, I look really good in this. I should share this.
Yeah, like a little thirst trap.
Yeah, but I know, but it's not, then they stop.
Yeah, trust me, I was a stripper and I, not a real stripper, like I was the D-list celebrity guest host for many years in Vegas. And like, same with me, like I would post like the shower scene picture and like—
I've seen him.
And like 600,000 likes.
Yeah.
I'm like— Even for a guy, this is how, I didn't even know that was capable to get that many fucking likes.
I think it's good. Do it. Flaunt yourself. One day you're going to be fucking 80 and you're going to be like, wow.
That's
like,
when I'll post. Keep being like Throwback Thursday.
Oh yeah, you just save them for that.
Pictures of him.
All right, I think we should wrap up. This has been great. Casey, where can everyone find you?
I'm on Instagram, Casey Shore Nima. And I just started a TikTok, also Casey Shore Nima.
Nice.
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe we should, you know, if you ever need me for a TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not a dog, but I kind of am a dog. Though. You know?
I should start doing like front facing videos.
Oh, it's just your clips.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I should start doing more like.
Yeah.
Well, like the trends and the shit. I want to see you doing the nene and everything.
I want to do
an Indian accent.
I want to do a man in the street, but it's just me going up to a white guy and then I bow a couple of times and I know that eventually they will also bow.
Yes.
And then I'm going to say, wow.
Wow, you racist.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
How could you do this? Wow. Mike Figgs?
At Comic Mike Figgs. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Check out Gas Digital, The Thing Is Podcast. And yeah, at Comic Mike Figgs on Instagram and all that stuff.
Thank you so much for watching, liking, subscribing, share it, comment, all that stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.